The Warriors will host the Sacramento Kings on Friday at Oracle Arena, having started this two-game homestand on Wednesday night with Lakers visiting and Kevin Durant with a game-high 26 points leading the way. Many contributions necessary in this one, and up and down the bench, solid efforts were delivered in the 117-106 victory. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I just liked the effort. I mean, you know, we made a lot of mistakes, 22 turnovers, but we were aggressive and we were working hard the whole night, and we had some great contributions. I thought, you know, obviously the ball's going to end up in KD's hands, and pretty much every night he's going to have 25, 30, 40 points, whatever. So we take that for granted. Fair or not to KD, we take him for granted sometimes. But tonight was, to me, was about Looney, you know, Kevon coming in there and rebounding and making some huge plays defensively, and Quinn Cook, you know, stepping up and having a really nice night. Omri Caspi, who's hardly played, you know, over the last couple months, gave us some really big minutes. And these games are fun, you know, when guys who don't ordinarily get to play much, when they get a chance and really contribute, it strengthens the team.
Just more to that point, do you think that a team, there can be a carryover effect for guys that either haven't played or maybe haven't played as well as they would like when they have played?
What do you mean a carryover?
As far as having a game where so many different people contribute because Reagan's around.
Yeah, I mean, these games are good for team morale. You know, I mean, half my career I was, you know, 10th or 12th man and, you know, didn't play much. And when I could have a night where I got to contribute, it carried me for another month. So, you know, everybody needs that. Everybody needs to feel the impact that they can make. And that's why, you know, for Omri to step in and play like that. Looney, as I mentioned, it's good stuff. Nick Young had a great second half, really exploded. So, good team win.
I mean, beyond just like the morale of the night, can this, like, what can this month do for those guys? Like Livingston tonight got more shots than he's gotten in a while. I mean, can that kind of push towards the playoffs and sharpen some guys?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, when you miss so many key guys, the whole game changes, you know, and the team has to figure out kind of on the fly how to attack. And you can't rely on Steph and Clay coming off screens for 3-point shots. So you got to work, you know, you work the ball and find areas to attack, and it's not as simple as calling a play. It's like, you know, they've got to feel it and they've got to probe and figure it out on their own in many cases. So it's good for us.
Sean got it going early. I think he was perfect in the first half. What did you see out of him tonight, and how much did he kind of set the tone or help set the tone?
Well, Sean knows when to be aggressive. You know, he needs to score for us when Steph and Clay are out. And so I just thought he was great attacking and looking to set a tone early.
Steve, with Clay out in particular, does Nick become, I guess, his production become even more important in terms of giving you something on the backcourt?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's not just if he's making shots. It's just providing the spacing. You could see the Lakers were loading up on every play in the paint. And so we needed that spacing, and knocking down those threes in the second half, I thought, opened the game up a little bit.
Steve, when Quinn Cook fouled out, it kind of looked like you looked down the bench and you weren't quite sure who was going to go in the game at that point. What was going on there? And then also just Quinn's performance throughout the night. What can you say about that?
I thought Quinn was fantastic. He played a really good game. I liked his aggression. And when he fouled out, I looked down at Andre and Sean and I said, you guys pick, because I knew neither one of them wanted to go in. But somebody had to go in, so I let them decide.
Steve, compared to the last two games, Kevin's shot totals were down. Was there anything in particular that helped contribute to that?
Just
as far as
game.
How Kevin played.
Kevin is so smart that he feels what he needs to do from one night to the next. And I thought the last couple games we needed every shot that he took. And tonight was a different feel. And he's just such a smart player that as he goes, he just sort of gauges the game, determines what's needed, and that's what he provides. I've seen him have games where he shoots 6-7 times and he's perfectly happy in the locker room. So that's the beauty of Kevin. Totally unselfish and yet capable of carrying us anytime.
And after Friday's game here at Oracle Arena against the Kings, the Warriors hit the road to take on the Suns in Phoenix on Saturday night and then the Spurs in San Antonio on Monday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.